Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome everyone to Intuitively You. You know I'm your host, Danielle Huff. We go through that each week. Today I want to take a moment before we introduce our guest speaker, which I'm so excited to share with you, and be really open. I want you to feel, so we're going to do a little bit of energy work before we start with her, but I want to give her most of the show because you guys are going to just be in awe. I just know it. I feel the energy already. She's an amazing woman, but let's first ground in, so let's take a breath and pull your focus all into you and let go of everything else you were doing, thinking, and I'm going to shift some energy through this show too, why she's even speaking. One of the topics she's going to be speaking on, which is a very hard topic for a lot of people, is trauma. So just know if something bubbles up for you, I'm here and I'm shifting that, okay? So you're not going to be left in trauma. You're not going to be left in any kind of negative way because I'm going to be shifting you through the show, and I can feel that whether we're live or recorded. So just trust the energy that's running in the background. As you focus, ground into your feet. Really come present with yourself. There we go. All right. Okay, guys, get ready for the special treat. Karen Hillman is here with us today. I'm so excited to share with you. Not only is it about 9/11 and her experience, but how this can open doors for you in your own life when you go through trauma, when you go through things. So I don't want to take too much. I want her to share her story. So we're going to introduce her now. Hello, Karen. Thank you for being on the show with us today.
Hello, Danielle. Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here.
Yes, thank you. I want you to start, and I'm going to kind of guide you so we can stay on track, and because I can hear their questions, you know that, so I'm going to be pulling from their energy. But I want you to give a little bit about 9/11 and how that opened the doors of healing for you or your gifts for you, okay?
Sure. I worked at the World Trade Center at the time of 9/11. I was on my way into work, and my train got delayed, wound up once I was able to step out of the subway, I saw my building was on fire. Looked like a movie scene, wound up walking towards it, but in the end, I wound up being in front of the building when the second building was hit. And there's a lot of information that I am not able to recall because of the amount of trauma that I was experiencing at that moment, as you can imagine, and as many people witnessed, that there was so much chaos and unknown and fear. And so all of that was rising up in my body. I didn't know if I was safe. I wasn't sure what was happening, looking for a place to hide. I literally left my body that day. Completely.
Wow.
Just,
hey.
Yeah. Left my body. And so I was just left in a state of fear and terror, not knowing how to get out of the city. I managed to get out of the city and arrived home, I think, about 3 o'clock that day. It was walking through Manhattan and trying to make sense and understand what was going on. And in the days, months, weeks, and years that followed, it was an awful time. Not really sure how to navigate through it, because nobody had been through something like this. And so I was just trying to figure out how to function minimally. I could barely function. I was kind of hard to put into words what was going on, but my body was, when people talk about trauma and how it affects the nervous system, it is literally like a car revving and staying in that position. So my whole body was going through that, being in a hyperactive state where it was just revving all the time. Couldn't sleep, couldn't eat, felt the need to know about everybody that passed and who was harmed. And then I went through a lot of, why did I survive? Why am I still here? And the pain was so great. I literally wanted to die. I just prayed for that, and I hoped that every single day for years, all I wanted to do was not wake up again, because I was just in so much pain. So,
and what was the turning point for you? Like, what moved that to
a point of healing?
Like, well, what moved you from there's a glimpse or a hope?
Well, I was medicated for 3 years, antidepressants, anti-anxiety pills, and sleeping pills, because I couldn't sleep when I was just having visions of snippets of what I had experienced. And so after 3 years of being on meds, after 3 years of being on meds, something inside of me said, okay, it's time to start healing. And I didn't know how that looked, but I knew that I needed to get off of medication. I was in support groups. I was going for psychotherapy. I was doing cognitive behavioral therapy, but I was still so numb. I wasn't feeling anything. I was alive, and I was going through the motions of being in life and slightly participating, but I was so numb. I couldn't feel anything. I couldn't connect with people. I was crying all the time. And so when I made that decision to go off medication, then my body and mind connected, and they had been, everything had been suppressed on the medication. And so my body and mind reconnected, and my body went haywire. I started having digestive issues. I was sleeping only 2 or 3 hours a night. I was having issues with my hormones, and so I sought help from a naturopath type of doctor, and so I stayed with that for a couple of months.
So you feel your body went haywire from the trauma, like holding that trauma in your body, is that...
Yeah, and then getting off the medications, it was almost like my body and mind were meeting for the first time post-trauma.
Okay.
And wasn't knowing how, nothing was functioning properly. And I started having a lot of physical issues. And so after seeing this naturopath doctor, I had made this decision one day, because he was trying me on a lot of private label medicines and his brands, and nothing seemed to be helping, and it was more like a guessing game, and I became really frustrated. So I made the decision one day, and I said to him, if you can't tell me what's wrong with me today, then I am finished. And that was it. And I remember saying, I knew I needed to do something else, because what he was trying to help me with was not working, and prescription meds weren't working. I needed to start feeling and figuring out how I could function in this world and get back to being myself, or somewhat a part of who I was. So I remember standing out on the street in New York City thinking, oh, my God, what did I just do? He was my only lifeline to feeling like I was being helped in some way, even though nothing was benefiting me, or nothing seemed to be benefiting me. So then I was introduced to Buddhism and chanting, which teaches you about being able to overcome any obstacle in your life. And so I was chanting for optimal health. And through that, it led me to, or I got introduced to somebody that practiced Reiki. And so that was really the beginning of my introduction to energy work, and I wasn't even sure what Reiki was at that time. I just knew that I was suffering, and it could help me relax. And so, so then I was aware that I was feeling different sensations in my body, and I hadn't been feeling for years, so this was really interesting. And met through another friend that introduced me to energy work, which I practice now. It's a school called One Light Healing Touch. And so that really
opened me up. Explain that a little bit.
Yeah, so in the One Life Healing Touch program, I learned how to meditate, which I had great difficulty with in the beginning, as I'm sure many people have experienced when you're first trying to quiet the monkey mind. And so we learned a bit of breath work, the proper way to breathe, different ways of breathing. Because when you have anxiety like I did, I was suffering with anxiety where I couldn't breathe. I couldn't catch my breath. The sound of sirens and loud noises and people yelling or people in my space would put me into a hyper state and I would get triggered. And so learning how to calm myself through meditation and through breath work really was a game changer for me. Meditation has truly transformed my life. And I was even up to the point where, meditating 2 hours a day. And I know most people don't have time to meditate like that, but I needed it. And it really helped shift things for me. So in this One Life Healing Touch, it taught me how to ground and how to feel centered. So what happened was during 9/11, I had mentioned I left my body and I completely disassociated from the experience. And so I was physically present, but I just was not living in my body because there was so much fear and it was so uncomfortable. So the One Life Healing Touch taught me how to get back into my body and to start feeling my feelings, which were very uncomfortable and out of control. I realized through all of this, as I got in touch with my feelings, that I had a lot of rage, a lot of anger, a lot of frustration, a lot of sadness, just about this whole experience, not only what it did to me, but all these people that lost their lives, and it completely disrupted us as a country, and it affected every aspect of my life, my family, how I interacted with people. I didn't want to be that person anymore, so I had to start to allow myself to feel, and so that work really moved me, and it's a lot of hands-on. After we learned how to meditate and ground and center, it was about learning how to call in our guides. And so whether that's angels, it's other deities that you connect with, whether it's God, Jesus, doesn't matter who that is, but you can call in your guides for assistance. And that's what I learned how to do, that there were this team of guides that I had that were with me to help ease the pain, to call on for support. And so that work at One Life Healing Touch really helped to change my life dramatically.
Wow. And is that when your gifts started opening, or did you go on to another before you realized your healing abilities? Like, what was that transition?
Well, it was while I was taking the training, I kept saying, I'm not seeing anything. I'm not feeling anything. I'm not sensing anything. And then all of a sudden, I found that the more I meditated, the more I was able to soften my body and I could just relax into my body and breathe more. And so the more I was able to breathe properly, where I wasn't breathing from a state of fear and panic, my whole body started to relax. My whole nervous system started to relax. And so then I was able to sense messages, and without it sounding too woo-woo to people that are new to this work, it was really just trusting my gut and these feelings that I was feeling, really just trusting in that. And so that's how I began to hone my gift and realize that it's not just me. Everybody's special and everybody has these gifts. People have a gut feeling about somebody or being in a room and it doesn't feel right. You have to trust that. That's your intuition. And so I really learned to trust the messages that I was getting while we were partnering up in school and working on one another. That really helped me to trust. And so one of the things that I've learned is that even though I may be receiving a message, it may have nothing to do with me, and I just deliver the message as it comes in. And so it is for the receiver to interpret what it means or who it is or how it can help them. Sometimes I receive more information, but other times it's just about me delivering a message. And so I'm just allowing whatever comes and just honoring it and just knowing that I'm being used as a vessel to share these messages. And even through this whole experience with 9/11 for me, it's really about giving hope to people that you don't have to have had a trauma like mine. It could be growing up in a difficult family or not feeling loved or being disrespected or having your boundaries crossed constantly or abused. It's really the type of trauma doesn't matter. It's all relevant to that individual. And so if I can help somebody transform their life and help release the pain and get away from, medication has its purpose and it certainly served me. But just to realize that you can live a life full of joy and hope and just get back to feeling whole rather than feeling fragmented, which is what happens when there's a trauma.
Let's talk about that trauma, how it holds in your body and how you learn techniques to release that from them. As you say, the body talks to you, right? Or the body, you hear the responses through their body.
Yeah, the body does have things to say. But sometimes when, for myself, during this experience with 9/11, I was so frozen in panic and fear that there were no yells coming from me. I mean, I can't recall everything, but I remember being in that moment where time stopped and everything, I couldn't move, but I saw other people running to and from the building, and I was standing there and I was literally paralyzed. And so when we have a trauma of any kind, sometimes we are raised in a family where we're told that it's not okay to express or knock it off or you have to be strong. And a lot of times we take on those roles, whether it's, a role in a family or a role in a relationship, or we lose somebody and we need to express, but if we're trying to be strong for children, parents, spouses, whoever it is, and it doesn't do the body any good. And the body needs to be able to express in different ways. And so sometimes it doesn't feel appropriate to scream or to have a tantrum like a 2-year-old. Why can't an adult just let it go and start yelling or crying? People would look at us like we're nuts, but you know what? The body needs to be able to have a voice and speak.
How do you do that with someone? Like, how do you get the body to talk? How do you get them to express or release? Like, what is that?
So I've taken training in a couple of different modalities. One of them is called myofascial release, which really has been so profound for me and clients to witness what people are releasing from their body is just blows my mind and is fascinating, because for me, even doing all the work that I've done with releasing energy from 9/11, most recently when I took a training, I was still releasing energy from 9/11, from stuff that I inhaled that day and things that I witnessed. And so that's 18 years later, and I've done a lot of intense work to release that. And so it's just the myofascial release works with the fascial system. And so the fascial system is connective tissue in a 3D web that covers our muscles, cells, tissues, and organs. And so when we have trauma, whether emotional or physical trauma, we tend to brace, which can create restrictions in the body, or mm-hmm. we just hold in our emotions. So it can also happen from a fall or from surgery, from different experiences. But I really like working with the emotions that are stuck in the body. So that's really a main focus of mine. So working to release these emotions that have been stuck in the body, I think about it like compounding interest. So we have a dog that dies when we're young, or our parents get divorced, and then we break up with a partner, and all these life experiences happen. It just keeps compounding until we have a major life experience, like I did with 9/11, and then everything just crumbled. And so doing this work allows, using life-sustained pressure, skin on skin, no lotions or no oils, just allowing the light pressure on the fascia to begin to release. And so what happens is sometimes emotions are released, sometimes there's physical pain that's released, and even so in the fascial system, it's living tissue. So there are emotions and experiences that are held in these tissues that need to be released. The body needs to let go of this. And so it's sometimes you may see a little picture or a snippet of an experience that happened while during this myofascial release session. And it's just the energy of these experiences, or the experience being released from the tissues in the body. And so there's more of a sense of freedom and lightness, and everybody's experience is very different. Session to session can be very different, but also during these sessions, you've got permission to yell and scream, and it doesn't happen intentionally. It's just the body does it. You're not thinking about screaming, but you're allowing the body to move and express in the way that it needs, because this trauma has just been stuck and been held in the deepest places in our body, in our subconscious. There's so much.
Right, and we know that the body holds the cellular memory. So if you have trauma, then your body wants to protect, right?
Yes.
And so did you notice, like, changes in your body? Like a lot of times when people have trauma, they'll put on weight, or they won't put on weight. You know what I mean? Like, there's a protection that starts kicking in from the body to protect and make sure you're okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
that's
going
major,
through those releases. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, that was a major struggle for me. Not only did I have digestive issues, it affected my hormones, my sex drive, weight. I gained weight when I was eating almost nothing because I was having digestive issues, and it had been stuck for many, many years. And so I have worked so hard to release all this trauma. And I just think about, had this major trauma not happened to me, I wouldn't have done even half the work that I have done, even more than that, because it is just, it's propelled me to want to heal my body on every level so that I don't get sick with any kind of disease. Because emotion for me, and I experienced this, being able to heal myself when I was seeing that naturopath doctor in the city. After I left him, I started healing the emotions through the One Night Healing Touch and all this other work that I had experienced. And so all the issues I was coming to him for, I was able to heal on my own through releasing the emotions. So I was really perplexed, as to why no medical doctor or nobody in the medical profession had even talked about that mind-body connection and how important it was. It was, to me, felt like a whole new discovery. Why was nobody talking about this? Why is there so much shame about these emotions that we have? And there's no reason why it should be suppressed. Suppressing it can make us feel heavy emotionally. It could affect us physically. It can affect us on so many levels. We're not feeling the same. We can't be a good partner. It affects life on so many different levels. and nobody's speaking about it. And I really want people to know that there is the opportunity to heal and to feel whole again, and that there's not just one way, and that's the only way. That's why there's a few different modalities that I use, because I found that these have been the most effective ways of accessing trauma in the body and in the subconscious.
And we know on some level that when we heal through ourselves, we're able to help others heal. They do the work, but we're able to hold that space for them or have that empathy for them to get through it. And that's what I love about your energy. You hold such a space of healing without judgment. You just allow them to whatever they need to do. We have about 3 to 4 minutes left, but I want you to, and I know I put it on the blog talk, but I want you to give people information of how they can connect with you, whether through your website, phone, email, whatever that is, and where you work out of, so they can connect with you.
Sure. I work at Ohm Home in Broad Ripple. It's this cute little purple house. We've got a community of practitioners there, and it's really a space where we're holding space for others to educate. We've got lots of classes that can help facilitate healing through sound meditation and sound healing, meditation, yoga, other different types of energy healing. And so that's in Broad Ripple. And my website is spiritualwarriorwoman.com. My email is
Wow, how fitting is that, right?
Very fitting, I felt.
Love
and again, that was part of yeah, that was part of me listening to my intuition. It was crazy one day watching Oprah. This was a very long time ago. And the message came through. I was looking for a name for my website. And that was the message that I got, that I am a spiritual warrior woman. And so I trusted my intuition, and it feels so right. So, yeah. So that's my email address, spiritualwarriorwoman@gmail.com. And my phone number is area code 516-993-4779. So people can reach out to me by phone, email. There's a contact sheet on my website as well. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Good. I'm going to encourage the listeners to reach out, because not always – what I love about the work we do when you're really in spirit and you're really in flow is that many modalities can help many things. It's not one way, the right way. It's look at the tools we all have and what fits for you, what works for you. And you bring such an array of different modalities, therapies, the trauma touch, which we didn't really touch on a lot today. But you have so many gifts that you can use to help people move forward and release that trauma and live that freedom. And just hearing you talk today, the freedom in your voice is so much more, even before I met you. You know what I mean? When I first met you. So I know that you're still working on yourself. We never quit working on ourselves. It's not like one day, okay, we're just done. But what you learn is, what I love about what you're talking about is how when it comes up, heal it, right? I'm all about healing, but let's not get stuck in our healing. Let's live life, and as it comes, let's address it. And you do that.
Yes.
Like, I feel like you live that. You live that.
I do. Yeah.
Because we can all stay in therapy for 24 hours.
Yeah.
So, listeners, reach out to Karen. If you have questions, she will answer them. Like, I know we only have 30 minutes. We could have done an hour show today. I will have her back on. So, for those of you wanting more, I will have her back on eventually. But I want to give you guys the opportunity to connect with her, Ohm Homes in Broad Ripple. But if you're not in the area, connect with her. See if there's anything distant healing-wise she does. I know there's some things she does we didn't talk about today. So, even though this is local, I want you to think about global and who this is for, because you're listening for you or someone else. So keep that open mind. Keep that open heart. Karen, I want to thank you today for your story, your time. It's such an honor to not only have you on the show, but to see how trauma can come into just a triumph, right? Like taking all that happened and you're still working through it and you're not denying that. You know, people sometimes like, oh, you're healed now. You should be all this. And we're like, what? That's not how it works. So you speaking your story and living it, I think just brings such a unique and just a real rawness that we don't always get. So I want to thank you. I want to thank you guys for listening. If you have any questions, get a hold of Karen through her website, through her phone number. And until we meet again, stay in peace, my friends. Bye for now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hold on. Okay, are you there?
Yes.
There you go.
Hello.
As it ends the episode.
It won't end. It's like stuck. Hold on a minute. That's so weird.